Media Radio Network.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. President Trump says he'll probably visit Texas on Friday as the state reels from flash floods that have killed at least 79 people. 41 others remain missing.
They said once in 100 years they've never seen anything like this. So I wouldn't, people are trying to blame the school. They're trying to blame the camp. They're trying to blame... It's just a horrible thing.
CBS's Karen Hua is in the middle of the tragedy and says no one is answering her questions on if and when emergency alerts were sent out to people's phones.
For first responders in Kerr County, Texas, it's been a harrowing weekend of searching and rescuing in the wake of early morning 4th of July floods.
We will continue to search our search efforts until everybody is found.
Officials say the death toll throughout the state has climbed and 41 remain missing. Multiple campers from Camp Mystic, the girls' summer camp in Kerr County, are among the missing. Officials evaded questions from reporters as to why the campers weren't evacuated sooner.
July 4th is in the rear view, but you may be looking in yours if you're in loads of traffic with the millions trying to get home. No issues for this woman taking to the skies.
On-time flights and not too crowded.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is on his way to Washington to meet with President Trump. Reporter Linda Gradstein from Jerusalem.
Just before leaving Israel, Netanyahu said he will thank President Trump for his powerful involvement for Israel's benefit against their mutual enemy, Iran, saying that Israel has never had such a friend in the White House. Israel's Channel 12 television quoted senior U.S. officials that President Trump wants to finalize a framework for ending the war in Gaza in his meeting with Netanyahu tomorrow.
Authorities say they have found the bodies of all seven people who had been missing since an explosion at a fireworks warehouse in Northern California.
The Yolo County Coroner's Office says it's conducting rapid DNA testing. Attorney Matthew Davis says investigators are focusing on negligence.
And the cause of the explosion will help lead to whether or not proper procedures were followed.
The state's chief fire marshal, Daniel Berlance, says crews have already started collecting evidence, but he says what happens next plays an important part in the investigation.
Analyze what we collect, interview and talk to suspects, bring in experts.
David Welch for CBS News, San Francisco.
It was about an hour before Kelly Clarkson was set to go on stage to begin a Las Vegas residency. Then she canceled. She wrote on social media that she and her team had been working 24/7 to make a perfect show, so much so that she says it took a toll on her voice. She has 18 performances scheduled at Caesar's Palace through November 15th. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network. As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, some patchy fog possible. Otherwise, partly to mostly cloudy and a low around 56. Mostly sunny for Monday, 80 degrees. Monday night, scattered storms with a low near 60. Partly sunny, 78 on Tuesday with some afternoon storms.
Right now, it's 82.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Madam Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway from the fabulous city of Madison.
A lot of people say, I don't like politics. It's all dirty and angry and blah, blah, blah. It's really about caring about your community, finding a way to like bring it back to people talking to each other.
Yeah.
About what is important in our place and how do we take care of each other and use the levers of government to do that. That's really what it's about.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Tracy Ann Mangold, how would you describe what it is that Brian Schimming is caught in the crossfires of?
He's the first paid state chair that they've ever had. And so the belief was that maybe that'll increase his ability to fundraise for the state. Obviously, that has not worked out so well. I've been told that he thinks 4 phone calls a day to fundraise is a lot, which, you know, isn't.
104 might be a good start.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. For free, find a mentor today at score.org.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
They come into America.
Neil Diamond from the Jazz Singer soundtrack. That was America. Hi again, everybody. Welcome to Seth Face the Music. We got a special episode for you today. It's only an hour long, and it's all about America. We're going to be looking at this grand country of ours from a lot of different angles, what other countries say about us and think about us, what we think about ourselves. So join me, won't you, as we face the music together. We're going to start off across the pond with my colleague and friend James J. Maloff's favorite band of all time. Here's Living Color, Which Way to America.
Color catalog and bonus gift certificate by Return Mail right away.
Are you hearing what he's saying? Are you
soldier now. Are you standing for everything? Talk about transcendental meditation. Speaks of inner preservation. Transcendental meditation gives you peace of mind. You better tell your story fast. And if you
From their breakout album, Reckoning, that was R.E.M. with Little America. And before that, we heard from Stevie Wonder and one of his great albums, Inner Visions. That was Jesus Children of America. Stick around, everyone. More to come here on Seth Faces the Music. We have a song coming up from a band, again, not from the United States, but they did a whole album back in the late 70s that was focused on the United States. Stick around and find out who they are here on WFHR.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
California, I'm hoping.
little bits in me will die.
This is not a miracle,
for this is not America. Blossom fails to bloom the season. Promise not to stay.
From the Falcon and the Snowman soundtrack, that was David Bowie with Pat Metheny Group, This Is Not America. And before that, we open this segment with Supertramp, with the title song from their massive selling record, Breakfast in America. Coming up next, ladies and gentlemen, we have one of my favorite musicals of all time. It was created back in the late 1990s. It was a rock opera with a lot of great pop songs in it. And this is probably one of my favorite musical songs of all time. The musical was Rent. The song is What You Own.
Drive the other way. That trip
I hear it, I see you, I hear it, I hear it, I hear it, my song. Alexi, Warren, song.
Call me a hypocrite. I need to finish my own film.
I quit. Dying in America at the end of the millennium. We're dying in America to come into our own. And when you're dying in America at the end of the millennium, you're not alone. I'm not alone. I'm not alone.
We were poor, but I was satisfied, and I thought that you were too. You were pure, and I was terrified, I wasn't good enough for you. When they sailed into the harbor, shook my hand. He took pleasure in the moment, in the measure of a man. Then he turned and left me standing, and he asked you out to dance. But when you met that Yankee sailor, and I thought that you were too. You were pure, and I was terrified. I wasn't good enough for you. America is beautiful tonight.
The band from Newfoundland, that was Great Big Sea with their tale of the Yankee Sailor. One more segment to go on this special hour of Seth Faces the Music, everyone. Stick around. We've got more to come. In fact, we have a very big hit from, a quintessential American? I think you could say that about him. He had a big one in the 80s, and we're going to play it next on WFHR.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network. Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, some patchy fog possible. Otherwise, partly to mostly cloudy and a low around 56. Mostly sunny for Monday, 80 degrees. Monday night, scattered storms with a low near 60. Partly sunny, 78 on Tuesday with some afternoon storms.
Right now, it's 82.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Ever since I started the recombobulation area, I've written an in-depth breakdown of every new edition of the Marquette University Law School poll. The newest poll asks about a range of topics, whether Tony Evers should run for a third term, where people stand on Donald Trump's economic policies, and a host of issues relating to the state budget. The poll paints a picture of a polarized Wisconsin. Many people are very dug into their partisan camps, which is perhaps to be expected in the most evenly divided state in the nation. But there are a number of issues polled that do have the support of more than two-thirds of Wisconsin voters. Those include extending Medicaid coverage for new moms, legalizing marijuana, making major increases in state aid for special education, providing mental health services in schools, allowing citizen-led ballot initiatives, and banning cell phones in schools. What do most of these issues have in common? They are policies being advanced by Democrats in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
The first
her platform shoes. Oh, Supergirl, you'll be my supermodel. Although at times it might seem awkward, don't run away. Oh, don't you recognize me? I'm not the only heart you've conquered. And I kissed America when she was fleecing me. She knows I understand that she needs to be free.
Former frontman of Talking Heads, that was David Byrne from his album Feelings with Miss America. And before that, of course, The Boss with Born in the USA. Listen to those lyrics. They're not exactly what you might think they are. Coming towards the end of the show here, I got a couple more songs for you. Another Brit. My goodness, I didn't realize how many people from England I had. Boy, they talk about America a lot over there, don't they? Well, here's another classic from the 80s. Here's Kim Wilde with Kids in America.
Feel the heat, but it's soothing.
And that's just about going to do it for this special edition of Seth Faces the Music, everyone. Thanks so much for listening. You can check us out every weekend, Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on WFHR and streaming on the Civic Media app. Let's go out today with something, well, most of us, maybe not all of our listeners, most of us are doing right now, everyone, as we go out. Here's the hardest working man in show business, James Brown, Living in America. So long, everybody.
With us, Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Hey everybody, glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. 10 campers still remain missing after devastating floods in central Texas. The death toll is now 81 people. President Trump has been in touch with Governor Greg Abbott and says he may be taking a first-hand look at the destruction later this week.
It's a horrible thing that took place. Absolutely horrible. So we say God bless all of the people that have gone through so much, and God bless the state of Texas. It's an incredible place.
And more rain is expected this evening.
Texas has expanded its emergency response efforts beyond just Kirk County, as heavy rains and high waters have proven deadly throughout central Texas. Governor Greg Abbott says it could be a rough 24 to 48 hours.
There's more heavy rainfall that's expected that will lead to potential flash flooding.
Ongoing rains and reports of a wall of water upstream in Ingram forced first responders near Kerrville to seek higher ground.